Reflection by Father Luis Tizano. Matthew 5:27-32. Full love is committed. 1. In the heart. Man and woman are not a thing. They are someone, not something. It's important to understand this well. The importance of married life is not reduced to a sexual or sensual relationship, and certainly not our question of avoiding feeling lonely. The heart of both men and women is important, and it's the spouse's task to take care of it and protect it. When the heart is hurt or wounded, it's hard to heal. But how much harder is it when that heart is hurt or wounded by the person who walks at your side and has made an alliance of love with you? How important it would be to talk about what is going on in your heart. 2. Tear out and throw away. You know you have a weakness and that there are things that feed your weaknesses. The key is to recognize what it is and then to ask for help. For that is the way to conquer yourself. Your greatest weakness is within yourself, but your biggest greatness is also within yourself. Discover what your weak point that leads you to sin is, your tongue, your head, pornography, and cut it out. 3. Love. Nowadays, we talk about love very lightly. We forget that there are different types of love. On the one hand, sensual love, which is defined as eros, since it remains erotic and sensual, but does not move forward. Then we have paternal and maternal love, father or mother to a son or daughter, which strongly bonds people, in which different roles are assumed. On the other hand, the love of friends, which is an unconditional and living love, but the perfect love is agape love, a love without measure, which gives itself entirely. There are times when we see couples that came together and got married because they felt the eros type of love and not the agape. Maturity is fundamental in all of this because it is essential to know who you are in order to know what you want and with whom you want to spend your life with. Never forget that something good is on the way. God bless you and be with you. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.